We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We got them up. It's quarter number four. Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Ross Tucker, Mr. Everything. Mayor of Wire missing.
You can just get on my Twitter handle. At Ross Tucker
at
NFL.
Ross Tucker.
Wannabe former Penn State player.
Wannabe.
Instead, I had to settle for the NFL, I guess.
I'm Andy Shea. Coming up in our fourth quarter today, we're going to start a series. However long it takes us to get through it, it's the 25 most important players for Penn State coming out of spring ball. Bob Flounders ranked them. We're going to all talk about them. So I have the entire list, 25 on down. We're going to go over each guy, some short, some longer than others. But the first thing I want to ask you, Bob, is who did you consider and who did not make the list?
Well, how about like the criteria for the list? Important could mean different things.
Yeah, I mean, important means it's not the best players. It's a combination of the position, how well they play the position, and how much that position, you know, meant not only going on last year, how much it meant to Penn State, but also how I think it will, with the schedule they play, mean this year. There's some positions where they're deep. There's some positions where good players, and they're not so deep, so I think that comes into play as well. Position scarcity, consider that. You know, all those things I think go into it. Like when you talk about their defensive end group,
yeah,
it can be a little more challenging to rank them in terms of importance because they have a lot of them, and I could see a lot of them having breakout years. So that I think it's actually pretty interesting to try and do it. I will say this: Micah Parsons did not make the list.
Any list without Micah Parsons is a flawed
at
list.
Penn Live is not.
We are trying to get listeners here, Bob. We are trying to get clicks.
He's trying
to get downloads.
He is one busy true freshman. I'll say that.
We can still mention his name a lot. Yeah. Micah Parsons. Yeah, we'll just, Micah Parsons.
See, that's
Micah
why
Parsons.
I mentioned him anyway. Lamont Wade did not make the list. I did not put a tight end, I believe, on the list.
How could you?
Well, I mean,
I love that Bob doesn't remember his own list.
Well, I believe.
I don't think I have a tight end. Are you sure Danny Dalton wasn't on the list?
I'm pretty sure. Another player that I really, really like, and I had him on and I took him off, I believe.
You did.
You have the list. Tariq Castro Fields. I really like this guy. He is not on the list. And I may regret it, and I actually think I said that by the time late September rolls around, I'll probably feel pretty bad about some of the people I left off. But those guys are not on.
It is interesting to think that most important is in some part based on the other people at their position group, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, I think last year we might have even had Gesicki, like, almost higher than like Saquon because there was no other tight end we knew about.
Right.
And with Saquon, we were like, all right, well, Miles Sanders would be pretty good.
Right.
I almost feel bad for Miles, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what he does this year, like, he could have a great year and everybody will be like, well, why didn't he take that to the house? Right. Saquon would have taken that to the house.
Saquon would have done
You're comparing yourself to a superhuman, which is what Barkley really is.
Yeah, it's one of the goals this offseason is to temper expectations for Miles Sanders because he has to for me personally because I think he's a really good running back and I think he's going to have a really good year. But if you try and measure what his quote unquote success would be against Barkley, kid has no chance.
He does have a chance, though, I would say, to have less negative yardage runs because of the O-line and because I think maybe Miles will hit it up in there and won't try to bounce, you know, do those things. Anyway, who's 25? So the guys that just missed your list, Tariq Castro Fields is one.
Yeah, Wade.
Tight ends, Lamont Wade.
I didn't really
– Micah Parsons.
Really, honestly, Micah Parsons. I was not close to ranking a tight end based on the spring. You would probably have to be at most important like 35 players for me to get to a tight end because I'm just not sold on any of them.
Right.
I'm just not.
So, all right, number 25 is
– You did have a tight end list about – his name's Tommy Stevens.
Oh, that's right.
He is on the list, and we might get to him today. 25 is safety Garrett Taylor. He's replacing Marcus Allen as Penn State as one of the two safeties.
Really, he'll probably be more in the Apke role, right? He'll be more in the Apke role.
To be determined.
I think it's to be determined. But didn't he look like in the spring game he was lining up more in the Marcus Allen's role?
Well, I think you just have to let it play out. I think Scott and Garrett Taylor is a former corner, so he's got coverage in his background. I think that's probably a little bit of a tip off as to why they like him for his ability to cover. He's also got some size. But after what Apke did last year,
it doesn't always work, by the way. Like the Cowboys in the NFL moved Byron Jones from corner to safety full time because they thought his coverage skills, and it didn't really work.
Yeah.
He didn't, so they're moving him back to corner full time. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with Garrett Taylor, but it's not like you know, man-to-man cover skills are not the same as deep middle of the field making plays. So we'll see.
I was damn sure after Troy Apke not going to leave a starting safety out of my 25. I was going to say I'm going to put him on the list. I'm not even sure he's going to be a starter, but you read the tea
Garrett
leaves.
Taylor?
And they liked
it. What kind of beat writer are you, though, if before last year you didn't have Apke in your 25 and you didn't project him to get drafted in the fourth round? I mean, you cover the Marcus teams Allen. For a living. What's your boss's name again?
I think I had Marcus Allen in the top five.
I'm going to reach out to your boss and say, hey, just so you know, you got a guy on your payroll for like 20 years now. All he does is Penn State football. That's not true. He does some other stuff. But he mainly does Penn State football.
Troy Apke.
And he had no idea that Troy Apke would be drafted in the fourth round.
Well, we could mark this down right now. There's somebody that's not on this list that's going to be a stalwart.
By the way, we are exactly one person in the list so far. This will be a 25-part series here on the Keystone 24? Sports Network.
24 is defensive end Yetur Gross-Matos. That's your guy, Ross. You've loved him since he was a Penn State recruit.
And it's interesting where you put defensive ends on this list just because there's so many of them. I'm still amazed that Buchholz – I like to think that Buchholz will rush from the inside this year and obvious passing downs. We'll see. I read somewhere – you might have –
he lost 20 pounds, and he's been told that they're going to keep him outside.
Wow.
Yeah, that surprised me too.
That is really surprising, because I would actually argue that he would have more value for the NFL if early downs he was an outside guy and then showed he can rush from the inside.
I might put this guy inside on third down.
Yetur Gross-Matos, he's getting big too.
I think he's up to 260 now.
I would say he probably has the most physical potential of any of their DNs, which is saying a lot, because Shaka Toney's a freak, Simmons, Sharif. I mean, they're loaded at that position. Although I will say this, they're loaded at position. Clemson has three guys that are going to the top 20,
right,
on D line.
At least three guys.
They're going top 20 picks in next year's NFL draft.
I agree.
And somehow they got them all to come back to school this year. Which, by the way, let's go check out their cars at Clemson.
Yeah. Can
I get a picture of Christian Wilkins and Cleveland Farrell's and Lawrence's cars?
What is the limit on those credit cards they've been issued at Clemson?
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. On air, online, and on TV with Fox 43 when it comes to Penn State football. We got you covered. Closing strong this week with the 25 most important players coming out of spring.
We might be able to get a lot of clicks, like a lot of downloads for this episode if we tweet out, Penn State beat writer accuses Clemson of paying players. And the Clemson fans will go crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
How could you ever think that we would ever?
Ross Tucker wants to see
I got a bad Southern voice.
Yeah, this isn't Gone with the Wind, man.
All right, number 23. We're trying to move. Number 23 is offensive guard Michael Bennett.
That's an interesting one to have on the list because he hasn't really played yet. We don't know if he'll play guard or center. It looks like he'll start. But I don't know. Is he that important if there's other guys in the competition? I will say this. The other main guy competing for his job we thought would be like C.J. Thorpe?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Watching the blue-white game?
Yeah.
No way. Unless he gets much better at pass protection, I cannot imagine C.J. Thorpe beating out Mennett, which means Mennett is a pretty important guy.
Yeah, and there were two other things. I didn't rank him higher because I still, because of the way Limegrover tweaks things, I still am not positive that he wouldn't think about putting Bates back at guard, putting Wright and Fries at tackles because he thinks the way that they're developing. And the other thing is, I think he belongs on this list because he might take a huge leap forward, Michael. Like he might be a first-year starter that by the middle of the season is just crushing people inside.
And also, he's important just by the nature of the fact that he's the only unknown.
Yeah.
Like the other guys, we kind of know what they'll be.
Yeah.
He could be really good or he could be really bad or, you know, we don't know.
Multiple positions, too.
Yeah, he could end up being the center. If
like Steven Gonzalez,
guard.
Who I have on this list, he basically could play one position.
Yep.
And he did it okay last year, but he's a veteran. But Michael can play center, both guards. I bet you could put him at tackle in a pinch.
22 is linebacker Cam Brown, who did not participate much in the spring. Yeah. Took the spring game off, which but you were like,
wow. You know what? I want to say something about that. They're very cautious with injuries.
Right.
So I don't know if Cam Brown sat out because they thought he had earned that as a vet or if it was because of an injury, but it did seem like if you had any little thing banged up that you were sitting out. And I'm also not convinced, even though, was there a depth chart where he was at middle linebacker?
He talked about working at middle linebacker.
I'm not convinced that he's going to be at middle linebacker. In fact, I would be surprised if he is.
Yeah.
You don't go. Sorry, Bob. You don't go. I get excited.
It's okay.
I get excited. You don't go from not really knowing what you're doing at outside linebacker and not having great instincts.
Yeah.
To all of a sudden you're the middle linebacker calling the defense and like middle linebacker, people are coming from both sides. I'd be surprised if he ends up at middle linebacker.
Yeah. I cannot identify the starting middle linebacker as we're talking about.
No, nope. I'll tell you what I think it is.
Do you think it's gonna be Jan?
I think it's Jan Johnson.
Interesting.
But as a quote unquote two down linebacker, and then in sub, it's Koa Farmer and Cam Brown.
Yeah.
The athletic guys with some range. So it might be those three guys start, and then in sub, Jan comes out. That would be my guess right now.
Number 21 is defensive end Shane Simmons. He was injured during the spring. I think he showed me he's limited potential, but they got six guys there.
He was a heralded recruit.
Highly heralded recruit.
I do feel he needs to be a little bit further along than he is, and it's a deep room. This is an upside ranking for me,
right?
But I could easily see him somehow being a top 12 guy, or also not being deserving of being
on the
list
at all.
I just can't get a good read on this guy.
So what's weird that I'm glad you said that. All these DNs, maybe not Sharif Miller and Buchholz, but they've all had like one game where you're like, "That's the dude." Shaka Toney against Northwestern, or Shane Simmons, I forget the game, or Etor Gross-Miles, but they never really did it like multiple weeks in a row.
All right, that'll do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show this week. We got five guys in, by the way.
Yes.
Thanks to everybody at the Keystone Sports Network, and you have a good weekend.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.